Well, first of all, Michael and Jeffrey are so cute.
Thank you.
They're very friendly and helpful, and all the kids love them. I love them.
Oh, thank you.
They are very special, and they're so excited about doing their comedy routine at the winter concert. It's so cute. You must be very proud.
Oh, yeah.
Winter concert.
Yeah, Ray, you know about that.
Oh, yeah, I know about that. I can't believe it's winter already.
He's been practicing their routine with them. He's this totally involved dad, you know?
Yeah, and if you need any help telling them apart, I'm your guy.
Well, actually, it's gotten easier, but there are some differences.
Yeah, you start seeing it around the eyes,
sure,
right?
Sure, that, and then there are some other differences.
Well, let's see.
These are the pre-K assessment forms, and here are some numbers, and they both know their numbers, but they each got the 9 wrong. They said it was a 6. That's a common error.
But, you know, I guess if you showed it to them like this, right, I mean, it could have been upside down.
No, we show it to them like this. Don't worry, it's a common.
It's a common error.
Well, here are some letters, and they both know all their letters.
Oh, well, I do that with them every day.
A, B, C, D. Well, you know that song.
You okay?
Something bad is coming. Am I right?
No, not at all. Let's just, here. This is a test where the child is asked to cut with scissors on the line. So here's Jeffrey.
Yeah, that's pretty good there. Mm-hmm.
And Michael. Michael just needs to work on the skill a little.
A little? Would he chew the paper?
Michael just doesn't know how to hold the scissors properly, and he seems a little reluctant to try.
Oh, so why do you think that is?
Is he stupid? You should tell us.
Not at all. This kind of thing is just a sign of slight immaturity, that's all. And Michael might be just a little young for his age.
But they're supposed to be identical. Was that it? Is it just the scissor thing?
Well, see, here are some shapes where they draw shapes. So here's Jeffrey. Mm-hmm. And here's Michael. And then they were supposed to draw pictures of themselves. So here's Jeffrey. Here's Michael. At first he didn't want to draw, but then I talked him through it and just lacks a little detail.
That's a nose? What the hell?
You know, boys are just a little slower to develop than girls.
But Jeffrey's developing on schedule.
Oh, boy, my father's gonna love that.
What?
Oh, shut up. Excuse me?
Nothing. My father thinks that Jeffrey has homosexual tendencies. Don't worry about what he thinks. He's still not sure about me.
Opinion, Michael's only slightly behind the other children, and I'm sure he'll be fine to move on to kindergarten.
But there's a question?
Oh, well, not with me, but the kindergarten teacher, Rita, will come down and make her own evaluation.
So Michael might have to stay in preschool for one more year.
It happens sometimes, and it's better if it happens in preschool because there's no shame in repeating at this age.
Sure, right. But this kindergarten lady, Rita, she'll make the call?
Yes.
Is she tough?
What do you mean?
You know, you really gotta leave him back? I mean, what about that other kid I saw, the one licking the blackboard?
Ray, it's not a competition. You know, my biggest concern is splitting up the boys because they're so close.
Well, I thought of that. And, you know, if it comes down to it, they could both stay in pre-K one more term. Again, they're on the younger side, and moving forward at this age isn't crucial.
I don't know. Maybe that would be best. Yeah. What do you think?
Is the board liquor moving up? straight line. Go ahead, cut. But no, straight. Go straight, Mike. Stop, slow down. Stop. Go straight across. Okay? No.
Okay. Hey. Maybe this isn't a good idea.
No, but he doesn't.
Okay.
No.
Well, it's okay, Ray.
No.
It's okay. I think it's better if he doesn't associate cutting paper with you foaming at the mouth. Just help him with his comedy routine.
Yeah. Great. That's a future. Hey, funny boys. Put on these chicken heads and hand out these coupons. Don't worry, Michael. We cut them out for you already.
Hey,
Robert.
All right, Mike. Go upstairs and here, practice cutting. Take the scissors. Go, run.
No, don't run. Idiot.
This is how Michael cuts paper.
So we hate him now?
He just needs to work on his fine motor skills a little. They're thinking of keeping him in pre-K one more year.
Really? Interesting.
Why is that interesting?
Oh, nothing.
You got any donuts?
Don't give him any. He already had two.
I still have coffee left.
You refilled that coffee so you could have more donuts.
So she ate them.
That's right, because two donuts are enough.
Well, how many did you have?
Why do you change the subject?
Wait a minute. I know what to do. Get out.
What's the matter, dear?
Michael might get left back in preschool.
What?
Oh, interesting.
What? What's so interesting?
What? Is he stupid?
Nobody's stupid, Frank. Michael's a little young for the class, and besides, girls mature faster than boys.
Oh, so I guess Jeffrey's fine then.
Yeah. Stop it, Frank. Raymond's upset. It's okay, dear. It's just preschool.
That's what I told him. And if he has to stay, Jeffrey will stay with him.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. No.
Why not, Frank?
Law of nature. You get left behind, you get eaten. You're too soft on the kids. You gotta push them. Push them forward. Just keep pushing them.
Until when, Frank?
Until they cry. That's nature's way of letting you know you pushed enough.
Here's a man they let have two children.
Raymond, don't worry about the boys. They're beautiful, sweet boys. They're gonna fly away soon enough.
Yeah, all right, Ma. Look, I want them to move up to kindergarten and be with the other children.
Other children are overrated. It won't hurt Michael and Jeffrey to stay little one more year. You know, that's what I did with you.
What?
It's funny. I never told you this, but when you were the twins' age, do you remember nursery school used to be on J Street with the pretty yellow flowers out front? Well, you and I would walk there and back together every morning. And you were so cute holding my hand. So when it came time for you to go to kindergarten, which was cross town with a bus, I decided it would be nice for everybody if you stayed in preschool one more year.
You left me back?
Left back for love.
That and you were slow. I remember you couldn't even cut paper.
Wait, what? What was wrong with me?
Nothing, sweetie. You were just a little young, too. So you stayed there one more year, and we got to walk by the yellow flowers some more.
That's why I was always the oldest in my class.
Yellow flowers.
You knew.
No.
Yes, of course you did. That's what was so interesting.
Okay, I knew.
Why didn't you tell me?
I don't know.
You tell your brother this.
I couldn't.
Why?
Because.
Because why?
Because I felt sorry for you.
You felt sorry for me? You felt sorry for me.
Ray, it was just pre...
I was just...
Maybe I should wait another year to tell him.
Deb. Deb. What's up?
What are you doing?
Am I stupid?
If this is your new way of asking for sex, then yes.
Come on, don't you see? That's what I passed on to Michael. That's my legacy.
No, no.
The dumbness.
No. You've passed on other things. Your lack of tushy.
Yeah, very funny. You have a stupid kid, you don't even care.
He is not stupid.
Then why isn't he the same as Jeffrey? Can't even get good twins anymore.
Why don't you think of it this way, okay? Michael is the way the twins should be, and Jeffrey is exceptional.
Jeffrey's your favorite.
You're kidding now.
Admit
right?
it. You've always liked Jeffrey better, and that's why Michael's goofy.
Good night. Maybe if you were around a little more, Michael could cut paper.
Ha! I knew it was right there under the surface. Right? So I should go to work and raise the kids, all right? It should be all me, yeah. And what do you do all day? I'm sorry.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry.
That's right, you're sorry.
That's right, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I want the kids to be just like everybody else.
They are.
No. They should move up and go to kindergarten and be with their friends and keep up with the board lickers. And how about this? What if one day Jeffrey finds out that he's the smarter one? He'll never let Michael live it down. He'll gloat. Just like Robert's gonna do to me now. He's gonna gloat. He's gonna gloat all over me.
Ray, it's preschool. And if they have to stay behind, it'll be because that's what's best for them, right? Isn't the most important thing that they're healthy and happy?
You don't care about either one of them, do you?
All right, good news. I went down to that school and had a little visit with the kindergarten broad.
What?
That's right. I schmoozed her. Hey, she's a human being. And a woman.
Oh, no.
And being a woman, she's a sucker for the old look how many photos of the children Grandpa has in his wallet bit. Oh, look. They're so adorable. And what a charming Grandpa. And what a distinguished-looking forehead.
She said that.
I paraphrase. Anyway, the real reason for the bit is to accidentally allow a peek at the wallet being extra full. Oh. Now, she didn't give me a definite answer about Mikey, but I saw her eyes light up. You know, those teachers don't make squat.
I always told you we should have a trap door right there.
What, now you're mad? I don't get you two. I'm thinking of the kid. You know, we thought that leaving little Raymond back didn't hurt him any, but who the crap knows? You could have been a year ahead in your life right now. That car you're saving up for, you could be driving that today. Could have bought the house a year sooner. Met Deborah a year sooner. Had the kids a year sooner. Which, if you did, by the way, would put Michael right on track and we wouldn't have to have this conversation.
All right, just hold it, Frank. Do you want to help the kids? Why don't you start by setting a decent moral example? None of this matters. Do you understand? There are four. We just want them to be healthy and happy.
Good luck on that one.
That's where you get it from.
That's great. I'm going to be stupid and bald. Hey, chuckleheads, let's go. Make the beds. Come on. Isn't today the big winter concert gig?
Yeah.
You're excited, right? So let's move like little excited people.
Ray?
What?
I got the call from the principal.
What? About them?
Yeah. They think that Michael should stay in preschool another year.
Oh. So, then Jeffrey too?
Mm.
Yeah. So then, that's okay, right? I mean, that's what we said. Happy and healthy. We still want that?
Yep. Mm.
Yep. You okay?
Yeah. I just thought you'd be upset.
No, I'm good.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
Yeah. They'll be together.
Yeah. No, it's good. It's good. Okay. All right, you guys, come on. You're the big comedy stars today.
Okay, I made my bed.
Yeah, Jeffrey, you did a good job. Mikey, you're doing it there. Good. Hey, Mike. Come here. You like your school?
Yeah.
Yeah. You like Sarah, the teacher?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. How would you like to stay in her class next year?
Okay.
Yeah? Good. Okay, I'll tell you what. If you want to, you can. Okay?
Okay.
Good. Good.
Do I have to cut paper now?
No. Unless you want to.
No. Look, I have pants like Daddy.
Yeah, how about that? Just like Daddy. Come here.
Everybody, and now for a very special treat, the comedy team of Michael and Jeffrey Barone.
Hello, Michael. I just flew in from Cleveland. And your arms are very tired. You know, I've been swimming since I was three. And your arms are very tired. If you're American in the living room, what are you in the bathroom? European.
Thank you. what's up?
Yeah, well, you know, I got that garden growing on my terrace over my apartment, and I thought I'd bring you guys some plants.
Really? All right, good.
Yeah, I know how much you love these. Enjoy.
We're getting married.
What a joyous occasion, right?
As in, I now pronounce you wife and wife, married?
Next Friends, tonight at 11, KTLA 5.